And we're back. Another reveal has happened. It is the Plainsman Falconers Mercenary Tribesmen. Dan, your hot take.
I personally do not like them. Because
that's not what you said off air.
No, I know, but this is like the third time we've done it. Because they are a 14 race model with two melee dice that's designed to be at 10 inches range and can't benefit from their own blind markers. They also, if they could go in the new Hillsman, Tribesman theme, but they can't.
Hunter-gatherers says, permitted tribesmen. They're tribesmen, great, they have that keyword. Oh, exclusion, plainsmen.
But they're not, but they're Ronin, and that theme doesn't let Ronin. Specific...
Yeah.
Does it have to specifically say?
If you look at the Wind Watchers theme that I pasted in the chat earlier.
Yeah, permits Ronin birds.
Yeah.
Fair enough. But then why say exclusion plainsmen? Because all the plainsmen are freaking Ronin or other factions.
At the minute they are. Let's see what happens.
Maybe they'll be like plainsmen for Dissension later. Then. Fair enough.
So.
I don't know what they do in Shiho, because I appreciate Shiho's different kettle of fish. You fucking love a 14 race model with two melee dice for some reason.
Yeah, it's good bread and butter, right? I mean, there's not a great deal to say about these guys. Well, I don't think they're particularly interesting.
Well, so for me,
they just throw pigeons at people from behind a rock.
I cannot believe what I'm hearing. I honestly thought you guys would be like, these guys are great. They're throwing birds at people, and they don't have to see you, they don't have to have a line of sight.
Don't get me wrong, I think that's pretty cool, like to be able to go, nah, send the pigeon, and then it just like whizzes off, goes screech, and like pecks at your eyes and then flits off back. That's pretty fun. That's a cool little thing, but that's literally it.
Yeah,
that's all they do.
The blind is relevant for Shiho, because it does feel like they want to be surprising people all the time. Because of surprise, you can't use your key feats and you can't use your key boosts.
And you're down a dice, and now you're playing their game.
It feels that way. I feel like I'd be happier if they were a little cheaper, but then they might not be too good. But I mean, sharp one, good combo attack one. I don't think I'm going to be doing that because. You know, when you're rolling for hit, you need that extra die, really. You really do.
Do you think you'd ever take two of them? I don't think you would.
I don't know.
Unless, I suppose you could dish out a lot of blind, but that's 28 rise to just dish out blind.
Well, no, you are doing damage as well, let's be honest.
Yeah,
and a long range, and you haven't got a reload.
Yeah, this is all true.
I mean, you don't have to reload, but you can only throw one pigeon a turn.
Correct.
From each model, though. That's still two blind markers and two ranged attacks each turn.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
In the Shiho theme, they would go in, you'd get scout 1 inch. I don't know if it's relevant that they'd scout 1 inch, and then they'd get a 4 inch move, and then a throw a bird.
But birds aren't lightweight. So
no, they're not. Birds. These are heavy birds. These are big, you know, weighty birds.
True. It is.
I could see these being like relevant depending on the table setup, but you don't get that luxury.
No. Agree. Unless you were sideboarding it and go, oh, look, I'm on most dense table I've ever seen. Get me my falconers.
Because there's the what's the other Shiho model you use that you tried to do that with?
I've forgotten his name, but he could shoot. Yeah, he's the special but shot you, guy that
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, you tried doing the like blind surprised range stuff before.
It yeah, he just right. feels almost Shota Shiho Shota or Shota.
Yeah, they can see ninjas though.
Oh, what with
Don't need line of sight, so you can attack the ninjas.
That's true.
I don't think that's something. I think I just hate ninjas so much that I'm kind of biased there.
Well, actually, can they? Maybe they can. I'm just not sure. But
they don't need line of sight for their bird strike range attack. I'd say like.
But is there a difference between line of sight and targeting? I don't know if there is. I'm being pedantic.
There probably is in the rule book.
That's a good point. You're probably right.
But either way, they aren't. I want to love them.
So, again, this is weird rules query. I might not be weird. It's the bird ignores cover, and camouflages while this model is benefiting from cover.
Ooh.
So, yeah, it would ignore but camouflage.
Is the model... Cover is relative to the thing doing the attacking, right?
Yeah. I think.
But would it have cover and then it just be ignored so you couldn't target it? Or does it never get cover to start with?
I think it never gets cover to start with.
Listeners, write in to rollbetterpodcast@gmail.com and let us know your thoughts. Yeah, I'm not sure on that one, but no, I don't think it gets the cover. I think it can see the ninja.
Yeah, I think that's. I think there's precedent for this on Sonic Before on Discord.
Cool.
I mean, I think a medium range at 10 inches is pretty spice. Not being
able. Yeah, that's cool. Don't get me wrong.
Shooting
is
camo.
It the villager in Rokan that has something similar?
I don't know. I'm not across villagers.
I think there's one of the like the cormorant fishers in the.
Oh right. Yeah, that sends a bird out. Yeah.
Doesn't need line of sight and does something similar.
It's
yeah, Kintaru.
It's what the blind does for other models in the faction, and let's be honest, it's also in Dissension, which I'm not. Across, you are far more than I, Dan, and also
I mean, I'm across the themes that I like. It might do something very cool in like either generic Dissension or like just you know like yeah generic Dissension where you play it with like a bosom bow and you get to be surprised by the bird with a great bow. Bosom bow with the
great bow? I think it is. Yeah. So just trying to be as thorough as I can. Shiho Hiroto has assassin, so if you're going to be blinding people, then he can surprise them more easily for an assassin attack.
Because surprise cares about the start of the activation.
Yeah. I think assassin is if you surprise the model.
Yeah. So if a model is blind and you walk straight in on the front arc, base to base, do you get surprised?
I think so, because they're blind. I'm sure that's... Let me hold the line caller off to model states, off to blind.
That's fine. I think it probably is. I'm just querying because I've not played with it much.
There's not a huge amount that causes blind, to be fair, so...
Ah. Blind model... cannot draw a line of sight outside of base to base. So it's whether... Because I think surprise states at the start of the activation, if you can't see them, you are surprised.
Right.
I think so.
I think you might still get it.
I think it's actually... if at any point, it's basically at no point during their activation do they enter your arc.
Right, no, so it's if you start outside of line of sight and remain outside of line of sight during movement, which it's you would because they've got no line of sight.
Yes.
No, but they can't draw line of sight outside of base to base. So if you walk straight into their arc, do you count as coming into line of sight when you become base to base?
Well, if you walk...
Yeah, so you just have to touch their base round the back, I suppose.
Yeah, as far as I'm concerned, if you start walking in on a model, you started your activation outside of their line of sight.
Yeah. But then it says remains outside.
Yeah.
Outside of line of sight.
True.
So I think what Dan's saying is because technically they draw line of sight at their own base, just to their own base.
Yeah.
Then if you touch their arc, you've technically not remained outside of line of sight, weirdly. Possibly.
I don't know. I don't play enough of the game to...
No, I agree. I'm not.
I love you, GCT. Thank you for the previews. I'm sorry. I don't understand your game super well.
I think that's actually a good question. It may be answered on the Discord somewhere else, but I think...
It has to come up before.
Yeah.
Someone who knows the game and is clever will have sorted.
I'm going to do a little look on the old Discords in a minute and have a little look. But that feels relevant. That as soon as you're base to base, if you are in their front arc,
They can see you.
Yes.
So they're not surprised.
The chances are you could just walk round behind them. And once if you walk round behind them, then you've fulfilled all of the requirements.
Yeah, you can start like directly in front of them, like a couple of inches away, and then and walk then around the back. Just walk
around the back, yeah.
It takes a surprising amount of movement to walk around a one-inch circle.
It really does.
People don't understand circles, we know this.
Yeah, Gilball taught us that. I'm disappointed that you guys aren't into it as much as I am.
I think it might be more relevant for the bits that I don't know enough about. Like,
I think for me they're relevant for stuff that I don't play or have a vested interest in. That's
yeah. I what do, it might be. I do if think I 14 is a lot.
14 is a lot. But I think a lot of like 3 dice range attacks are priced at a premium.
Hmm.
Like that seems to be something across like generally Bushido, which I think is good. You don't want to like get into like a gun line.
No.
Like,
yeah, so there is a reason for that. And also, yeah, 3 dice 10 inches, that is reliable.
I just really wish I could play them in the new Hill Tribe theme. Because them having strong would be cool, and them blinding things when other people have strong would be cool.
Yeah,
I would really like that.
They would be fantastic in that theme. Maybe too fantastic.
Not about too fantastic.
Well, because you'd be ignoring the walking, you'd be ignoring them running.
Oh, that's true. They'd be able to move and throw pigeons without penalty would be pretty sick.
Yeah. I think they'd be pretty good. And I think those, once you start blinding things, those models that are kind of cheap but have not bad stats really benefit from that minus dice.
I'm sure there's a reason why they can't be played. I think we just
found them.
Yeah. And I think maybe they're good into you. Taking 2, I agree, is a sticky wicket, potentially.
I don't think you'd ever take
which is good because I only like one of the skulls.
So looking at the which loyal like?
Kaiju. I like the kneeling one.
You know, the kneeling one?
Yeah.
I agree.
Looking at Shiho, I know these aren't Shiho models, but they can go in it. The loyal Kaiodoka, they've got 3 melee dice, move 4, range 3, 1-6, and a 14 points. Their melee weapon has sidestep defense and minus one strength. Their Daikoura has reload 1, plus 1 strength, and its ranges is 5, 10, 15. So that medium range is the same.
And are you thinking like Shio Gunline?
Well, yeah, but I've never liked to take them because I think 14 points was too much for this model. But
you can surprise people with a ranged attack, right?
Yeah.
You can, yeah, 100%.
So actually, one of these guys blinding someone and then 2 bows shooting at them and getting a surprise.
That's relevant.
Which is why I think that maybe like in Dissension with Boozen Bow or something would be interesting.
Yeah, I agree.
I think
maybe there's more source than I give them credit for.
Yeah, I've
come around to them a little bit.
This feels like we need to test it, but writing a list with them in is tough.
You know, it's more fun to have extreme opinions.
Yeah, with nothing to back it up.
Yeah.
Other range models that I'd like to bring up that might benefit from a heavy amount of blind, Batu, the Pilgrims.
Oh, Pilgrims, goodness gracious. Well, either Pilgrim in a list with these guys. Well, these guys blind them, Dark Pilgrim stuns them, someone else, Tenbatsu, walks in and smashes them. Love it.
Oh, is Dan there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Sorry. Okay, cool. You were lighting up, but there was no noise, so I wasn't sure.
Sorry, probably much heavy breathing.
He's just really liking these models.
Honestly, when I saw this, I thought, oh, the guys are going to love it. And I could hear Matt's voice going, I'm throwing a pigeon at someone. And then when you guys were like, they're awful, I hate them, I was like, oh my God. I read it completely wrong.
I don't hate them. I just think they're not... I wasn't as excited by them as you were. I didn't hate... I know, I didn't hate them. I was just jumping on the bandwagon. Mm. Damn.
And
It also doesn't help that, like, and I know, like, obviously different system, but, like, I have played 2 other systems with models that throw pigeons, and the pigeons that other models throw are apocalyptically amazing, and these are not the other models.
And there was that Weeping Sky card that if there was a falconer, it let the birds in the themes, but those birds can play in these themes anyway, I think. So
there is.
Oh, fair enough.
Ah, Falconer's Glove. If the attached model is included in your warband, you may include Ronin birds. This card may be attached to a Ronin Falconer in the Shiho warband.
But I thought you could get the birds in, not every theme, I guess, but...
So I thought is the this one he could Falconer go in, if you it, could. In their name is Falconers?
Yes.
Wait, what I'm confused about is, can you read that card again, Dan?
Falconer's Glove, Weeping Sky, Shiho only. One max, one rice, enhancement equipment. If attached modelling is included in your warband, you may also include Ronin birds. This card may be attached to a Ronin Falconer models in a Shiho warband. Requirement, Falconer, Hiroto, Ronin Falconer. A simple glove, the perfect tool for the birds of the Jawar Isles.
So,
beautifully read.
Beautiful. Now, they can the Ronin can Falconer can go in the Black Eagles Coalition, which could already take Ronin birds. Guerrilla Warfare, it can't go in because you can only have Hiroto and Loyal models. Open Rebellion is Wolf models, Ronin Kamei, excluded Giant Eagle. Shiho Return is Samurai, Ronin Kami, and Eagles. So how is that glove helping anyone?
Pass.
You can put it on Hiroto in Guerrilla Warfare to take the birds.
Oh, okay.
I appreciate that's irrelevant for this context, but that is a context where it doesn't thing.
Because he does say go on Ronin... sorry, my phone's being weird. It can go on Falconers, Ronin, right?
Falconers models, yeah.
So right now, I can't see a reason for it to go on a Falconer.
I agree.
Okay, cool. Unless there's a Dissension theme that's relevant.
Well, no, because you can't take a Shiho equipment in.
Of course, stupid. So presumably, a Falconer model is coming that isn't this one.
No, presumably there is a Shiho theme coming that doesn't allow birds but does allow Ronin, right?
Potentially. Well, it's just because it says requirement Falconer, Hiroto, Ronin, Falconer. Maybe both of them are true.
Maybe.
Either way, I like the idea, but I think writing lists with these guys might be hard, but I'm going to give it some thought.
There's some stuff that works.
Cool.
Dan, say the thing.
See you tomorrow.